FISA gets two more years. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The Senate voted just before midnight's deadline to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, through 2026.
Democrats and Republicans came together and did the right thing for our country's safety. It wasn't easy. People had many different views. But we all know one thing. Letting FISA expire would be dangerous. It's an important part of our national security to stop acts of terror, drug trafficking, and violent extremism.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, passage was delayed by votes on six amendments, which were all rejected. The House appears ready to vote Saturday on the $95 billion worth of aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
Democrats helped Republicans clear a parliamentary hurdle to put the aid package on the floor. More Democrats supported the test vote than members of the GOP. The minority party had not helped the majority party in this fashion on the floor since 1964. Some GOP members are mad at Johnson, but do not want to throw him out. They demanded provisions for border security in the bill.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. The final jurors are seated in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City, with his latest effort to delay the trial denied.
Judge Juan Merchan told Trump's legal team that they can't delay this trial by continuing to challenge each of his decisions. Opening statements will happen on Monday, and that's something that former President Trump expressed frustration with while leaving court.
Fox's Nate Foy. And complaints about pregnant women being turned away from emergency rooms spiked in the months after states began enacting strict abortion laws following the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University in New York City vowing to hold the line.
Unfazed by Thursday's mass arrest at a declared Gaza solidarity encampment, demonstrators, including activist actress Susan Sarandon, marched to the university chanting,
NYPD, KKK!
While the university officially dismantled the encampment, students who remain in the liberated zone are calling on the school to cut ties with Israeli universities.
Fox's Chanley Painter. Attorneys for BNSF Railway told Montana the railroad should not be held liable for lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated town, that town is Libby, Montana, because the W.R. Grace Mining Company neglected to tell the railroad the vermiculite it was hauling was dangerous. Jury deliberations and the trial resume Monday. The Biden administration is expected to finalize regulations to block drilling across the petroleum reserve in Alaska.
The Biden administration takes one of its most aggressive actions under its climate and conservation agenda, blocking some 13 million acres of Alaskan wilderness from oil, gas, and mining operations. The Department of Interior finalizing the regulations affecting the land within the National Petroleum Reserve just ahead of Earth Day. In a separate move, it's also blocking a controversial road which the state of Alaska wants to build to reach a large copper deposit. The department saying it would threaten indigenous communities and fragment wildlife habitat, but some Alaska natives say the administration did not adequately consult with them about the economic benefits of fossil fuel development in the remote region. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And President Biden congratulating employees at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee on voting overwhelmingly Friday to join the United Auto Workers Union. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.